here.
Hi there, Christian. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of our service, what's included, how it works, answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a reduced rate here, being that you are a young company. Now, I know that Tara does a very good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than price?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, you know, our job is to get you on that first page, to get your phone ringing, you know, put you on Google and Bing when people who don't know who to call type in excavation contractor near me or grading, resloping, site preparation. Looks like you might, you know, remove stumps with your excavator. So any service that you provide, as long as it's in your service area, our job would be to make sure that you're one of the top options when people do that search. Now, likely you use Google, you're familiar with that local map, you know that you will not be the only company that pops up there. And of course, ultimately, not everyone who sees you there will decide to call your company. The ones that do, though, they'll be calling you directly and calling you specifically, and at that point, they're calling basically hoping that you answer the phone and already thinking if you're available to do the job and your price is fair, they might want to hire you for your services. Now, there's no website currently for your business, right? No .com website?
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's totally fine. We can do a website for you as well. Do you have photos, though, of some of the work that you've done, like before and after photos, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I got a few.
Okay. Well, you know, we don't expect our very young companies to already have a website, and we can build a website for you. In fact, what I want to do is to include the website at no additional cost, which would mean that we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, include it at no additional cost. So we can use photos that you've got already, and then as we send you new jobs, you can take new photos and we can add them to the website. There would never be any additional cost for that. And of course, the website will be attached to a verified listing on Google and on Bing and almost 70 additional destinations, directories, and platforms talking about your services and your service area. Of course, that's what the search engines search for. Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, etc. will create that content. It's all equally important to Google, whether those destinations are known to the public or not. But that is the content that reassures Google time and again that you're in that area providing those services, and that's what's going to put you on the map, literally and figuratively. You'll be in that local map, that PAC result that pops up, and people who don't already know you will be able to call you directly. Now, as far as pricing goes, you qualify for a new business rate, and that is actually by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. And while it is a promotional rate for a young business, it's not an introductory rate, Christian. It's never going to balloon up on you later on. In fact, it would be a fixed flat rate of exactly $199.00. It would bill once a month for that amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees either. There's no third party involved. You just get calls directly to you, so you're not paying per lead, per click, per call, or per job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. Big jobs or small, it is just going to be that exact amount, that flat rate. The website, like I said, is included. We offer the services on a month-to-month basis, so there's no long-term contract. Our job, though, is just to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. That being said, like I mentioned earlier, that new business rate is a fixed flat rate, so it would never go up no matter how long you choose to stay with us. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, Christian, is that something that you think you would want for your business? More phone calls directly to you, that website, the flat rate?
Yeah, that would be nice. So it's $199 a month?
That would be the exact amount. It's actually a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. The time, the resources, the direct cost that we incur to create that content. It is listed on our website at $399 a month. But like I said, for younger companies, we try to make it affordable for you. Not only is it, like I said, a promotional rate, it's a fixed rate. So it's really more of an assistance program, if you will, just to make it affordable for young companies. Although there are no long-term contracts, we do know that our clients stay with the service long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. And as I was mentioning, that tracking system, you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map itself, from individual directories, or from your website. Of course, most of the time you will simply get phone calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. There will, though, be a contact form on the website so people can tell you where they're located, what they're looking for, and when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So, Christian, you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form repopulates on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Did you have any other questions?
If I do this, would I have to pay today?
Well, we do get started right away. So it does bill proactively, kind of like your rent. You know, you pay on the first and you're good for the end of the month. Of course, today is actually the 31st. It would bill the last day of the month moving forward for that exact amount. It takes us about 3 or 4 business days to build out your website. So, I mean, it is a month-to-month service. We have to get your phone ringing early and keep it ringing often. It sounds like it's something that you would want to do. Is the $199, is that giving you cause for concern today?
I mean, it does sound like something I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you said the website, it'll be 3 to 4 business days?
Yeah. I mean, you know, as fast as can be. You know, we ask you to email us photos. We'll do what's called a client interview. So we'll talk to you, you know, about the services you want to provide, of course, the places you want to be found, any mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, et cetera, what's unique about your business. So we'll get all the information from you for us to build out that website. Your website takes us about 3 or 4 business days for us to complete. Now, one thing that I noticed, let me ask you first of all, Tara attached, and I think she was looking for your website when she found it, an Angie Leads, Home Advisor. That's a very different service. That's a lead-based service where you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. Is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yeah.
How do you like that service?
I mean, it's not something I really like, but it's something that's getting me a little work right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's going to be hit or miss. I mean, obviously, it's a shared lead system, so the lead that you get does get sent and sold to a handful of your competitors. It's hard sometimes to get a high enough conversion rate to justify the paying for the leads. It is a different service, though, and you don't have to stop using that service to be a top option on the first page of Google. Although, what I would tell you is what my clients tell me, at least the ones that have a lead-based service, whether it's the one you've got or, you know, Thumbtack or Networks, Craftjack, any of those others. Most of my clients prefer direct phone calls. I think most business owners would rather have people call them versus chase down a lead. And once we get your phone ringing, you'll probably be able to do what a lot of my clients do, which is to scale back on the leads, you know, keep them paused more often or cap them at a lower amount. A lot of my clients actually do shut their lead service off altogether. 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the businesses that are listed on that first page, whether people are searching on Google or on Bing. So you'll definitely get phone calls. And for you, being a young company, you know, that's pretty powerful. People don't, you know, call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. No one uses the yellow pages anymore. We just Google it. And even though you're a young company, when you're on that first page, you can compete with and even get the job over a bigger, more established business. So it's definitely going to help you to get the calls and the jobs that you're looking for. What I'd be willing to do here, though, because you do have that active profile page, because you are by your own admission currently paying for leads. Now, keep in mind, it's not specifically for Angie Leads, but there's a promo code in our system. Where is that? Oh, there it is. There's a promo code that I'm going to add here. It's for someone who's spending advertising dollars elsewhere. And what it does, it allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing. You know, I might take 50% off, and in this case, I just want to waive the whole setup fee here for you just to make it affordable. I know it's you. It's a young company, small business. I'm hoping to, you know, get your phone ringing, and I think I wouldn't even in the long run be asking you to dig deeper into your pockets for additional advertising dollars. Once we get your phone ringing, I think you'll be happy to scale back or shut off those home advisor leads. You're probably paying a lot more, I would think, in a month than the $199. Sometimes those leads themselves might be over $100. So if I can waive your setup fee and still include that website for you, I mean, that's got to be more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going for you. Use the tracking system, kind of hold us accountable, let us prove it to you 1 month at a time.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Google it. It's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. And as a young company, you know, that's important. People, you know, you just haven't been around long enough for traditional word of mouth yet to be much of a factor. But everyone that finds you online does become someone who can use you down the road and use your services for different things and recommend you to other people. Now, it's Rossel Excavating, right? That's how you want the business branded. There's no Inc. or LLC after that?
Yeah, it's just Rossel Excavating.
Perfect. And then is the phone number, Christian, that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call? And is it also, you know, the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yep.
Perfect. Yeah. Most of the time, you're just going to get those direct phone calls. Like I said, when someone fills out the contact form on the website, you get a text message as well as an email. What is a good email address, Christian, either for you or for your business?
Well, for me, it would be different from my business. So what
okay.
I would want, like, my business to go through is a different one. Which one are you wanting? Are you wanting to get to me or like through the business?
It could actually be either one because we're not really promoting it, although we can. I mean, if it's related to your business and closely related to your business name, then it would be listed physically on your website. But if it's a lot of people just have a personal email, in that case, nothing shows up physically on the website. No physical email address need to be there. But it would be linked to the contact form when people fill that form out. And, of course, we would use it to contact you regarding your account. But if you do have a business email and you check it regularly, I mean, this would be where the requests go when people fill out that lead form.
So where I'd want the request to go, that is going to be the business email. But if it's something for y'all, I mean, I check both of them every day. So.
Got it. Okay.
It don't matter.
What is the business email?
It is rocelexcavating@gmail.com, and it's R-O-C-E-L.
Mm-hmm. @gmail.com. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And what is your last name?
Rossel.
Okay, just never want to assume. And then, Mr. Rossel, when we contact you, we use phone, text, and email, and it's usually the method that is most appropriate to the content we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. And was there a different email that you would want us to use internally just for us to send you information regarding your account?
I mean, you can if you want. I got another one.
Oh, sure.
The christian.rosell@gmail.com.
Perfect. Gotcha. Yeah, and then, like I said, for anything related to your account that appears online, it will be the other one on your email address. It will be the rosellexcavating@gmail.com. And then, Mr. Rosell, did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
You can do all of them.
All of them, perfect, yeah. There might be a little bit of redundancy built in. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, that type of thing. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you, and correct me if I'm wrong, you are service-based. You obviously have to go out to the property to perform the work, but there's no physical address that we would promote for your business, right? No one ever comes to you. There's no showroom or... Okay, perfect.
No.
I saw the 11 Case Road in Asheville. Is that your residence?
Yeah, that's where I live.
Gotcha. And, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home or basically out of the truck. If you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. They'll just list your city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, Christian, I would do a couple of things. One, like I said, I'd schedule that follow-up call with our technician so we can get all the information that we need to build out your website and create all that content. The other thing that I would do, and it's required of us as we are Google Premier partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer, Christian. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing your rate by 50%, a little more than 50%, to that flat rate of $199, that we're even waiving the setup fee and including the website for you. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am, like I said, required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Christian, give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Rosell. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Rosell Excavating.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Rosell, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Christian Rosell.
You're the owner. And as the owner of Rosell Excavating, Christian, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your business. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Christian, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. Rosell, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are in fact able to contact you, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Christian, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing. As long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angie leads and there's no conflict there. The reason that we do ask is all of the additional destinations and directories, all the content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Christian, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Ms. Russell, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. We'll also, as I mentioned, make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of the information online for your business is consistent and accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was applying here, with the setup fee waived, with it being that fixed flat rate month to month, the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which we're actually waiving altogether, would be charged today's date, the 31st of October, in the very discounted total amount of just $199.00. And again, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Christian, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page, Mr. Russell, is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the last day of the month, be it the 30th or the 31st, and that same exact discounted rate of just $199. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. We do offer our services completely at will, month to month, no contract. Of course, that means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether. You can pause the service too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally, you can certainly do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Russell, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Christian, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Russell, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, Christian, that does in fact conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It's the MasterCard.
On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's my name.
First and last, Christian Russell, or any middle initial?
Christian Russell, no, just Christian Russell.
Okay, on that card. You said it was a MasterCard that should start with a 5. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, give me 1 second and I'll go get it. I don't have it on me.
Okay, no problem. I'll pull up the client interview calendar and see what's available.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Sure.
All right, I'm back.
Oh, that's okay. No problem at all. So you did say that was a MasterCard. If you want to read that to me 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back to you at the end for accuracy.
All right. You ready?
Yes, sir.
5134.
Okay.
4300.
Yes, sir.
08. No, sorry. 0082.
82. And then the last four?
9751.
Okay. So let me read that back to you. I've got 5134, 4300, 0082, 9751.
Yeah.
And then the expiration month and year?
0525.
05 of 2025. And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
528.
So 528, 528, and May or 05 of 2025 for the expiration date. Does that bill at the home address, the 11 Case Road, 28806?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, Christian, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I think I do.
Okay, perfect. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. Christian, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can email the support team 24/7. Of course, if you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, like I mentioned, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Mr. Russell, on the invoice email, there's a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You might even receive the text message before you receive the email, but let me know when you receive one or the other. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order you did, okay, so if you got it already, the email, it says, Dear Christian Russell, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked, and if you click on it, it goes where the text message goes, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services provided, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Yeah, I see the services.
Perfect. So, yeah, so we are going to optimize your business on Google. Of course, that's just about everyone's main focus. We'll also mirror the content on Bing as well. It's only about 1 out of 10 people using Bing, but we still want you to get those calls as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 directories. The landing page is your website. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down towards the very bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box, and then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we just want you to type in your name as it appears. So first and last, case sensitive with a space just between first and last. If you copy and paste it, then just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got Christian Russell in that box, just click the confirm signature box below that. Mr. Russell, that does a few things, actually. Of course, it does let us know that you know that it's a month-to-month service, that we've included the website for you, waived your setup fee, reduced your rate, etc. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Okay, so after the confirmed signature?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after you type in Christian Russell, capital C, capital R, the space in between, just click the confirm signature, and then it should take you to... You have to click on the box above the line and then type in your first and last name.
No, I already hit continue, and I didn't do a capital R.
Oh.
I did capital C.
Gotcha. So is it letting you go back and... There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So if it's asking you for a username and a password, you can stop there. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking system. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is the case at this point. We have to do that client interview first for there to be something to track. But in the next few days, once your tracking system is active, you'll get by email and text both your username and a default password. You can change that default password once you're into your account. Some people never change it, and it's okay if you don't. I can give you the username. That cannot be changed, but it is easy for you to remember. It's just the phone number that we are speaking on, area code included, but just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So
okay.
The username is just going to be 828-337-2681. Like I said, once your tracking system is active, we'll email and text that username with your password. The only other order of business on my end, like I said, is to schedule your follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. Just kind of the basic things I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. So sometime in that 1 hour window, you'll get that phone call. It looks like the next available would be at noon. The latest today that is still available is 6 o'clock. Looks like with maybe just an exception or two, there's at least one spot every hour in between. Did you want something as early as noon, as late as 6, or maybe somewhere in the middle?
As early as noon.
Okay. So we'll schedule it for 12. It will be scheduled from 12 until 1. Like I said, it's a half-hour phone call for a call that sometime in that 1 hour window, just a little bit late for our automated system to send you the reminder email an hour prior, but I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email address. The calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Then it's going to have your username, your name, and then your phone number. And then in any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com, that's the catch-all for everything related to your account. You can send anything and everything to that email address, and we'll forward it out to the right department. Please do, though, just include either your phone number or your username, which in this case they're basically the same thing, and then we'll easily be able to forward it out to the right department. When they do that client interview in that next hour, they'll give you the photos, photos, at localsplash.com email address. that you can email the photos team directly if you like. Like I said, it's going to take us about 3 or 4 business days to build out your website. That's about when your tracking system will be activated as well. And then from that point on, if you like, you can not only track your success, you can upload photos directly through your client dashboard, your tracking system. You can request content changes through your tracking system as well. Of course, print out invoices for tax purposes and things like that. Now, before I do end this call, I did want to say if I am available at noon, I will be on that phone call to introduce you to your client interview technician. I'm not sure right now who that will be. If I'm not available, they will just call you directly. But I did want to set up a security question for you. Now, this is for your protection. Of course, anyone who calls you and says they're with Local Splash will know both my name, which is Paul Gordon, and of course, they'll also know unprompted both the security question and the answer. It also protects you if someone says that they are affiliated with your business. They should know that information as well, or we won't even talk to them. But your options are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those did you want for your security question?
Do the city I was born in.
Okay. And what is the answer?
Asheville.
Asheville, okay. I have to enter that in twice. And then other than that, you're all set and squared away. Like I said, if I'm available for that call, I'll initiate that and introduce you to your client interview technician. If not, they'll just call you directly. But either way, they'll be able to take care of you. I am excited to get this going for you. I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're looking forward to getting this going, getting your website out there, getting your phone ringing, and of course to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Like I said, hopefully we'll talk again about an hour from now. If not, it will be our client interview team giving you that phone call. But you take care and we'll talk to you soon.
I got a quick question.
Sure.
So when exactly would my business be on Google?
All right. So like I said, it's going to take about 3 or 4 business days for us to build out your website. It takes about that same time frame for us to create that content to get you on that first page. It takes some time, and we're going to send it out right now. Like I said, we're going to request right away that we get that Google PIN card out to you. It is through the Postal Service, the preferred method is to just verify that you do receive your mail at that physical address. Of course, that address won't be listed anywhere online, but it takes maybe 5 business days or so for you to receive that PIN card. We'll already have the content ready to get indexed by Google as soon as we verify that you are an active business in the local area. So it's a very quick process. I mean, it's as quick as it can be. You know, obviously we're not flipping a switch and inundating you with phone calls overnight, but as a Google Premier partner, we get it done as quickly as can be done. Like I said, it is a month-to-month service, so we fully do expect to get your phone ringing and earn your business even in that first month.
Okay, so I should be getting phone calls in like roughly four days or so?
Well, you know, it might take a little bit longer, like I said, for the PIN card to get out to you, but we'll already have the content in place for that to happen and for your phone to start ringing.
Oh, okay.
All righty. Real pleasure speaking with you there, Christian. Mr. Russell, like I said, if I am available, I'll give you that initial call and transfer you over to your client interview technician. A lot of times, you know, I'm not sure when they're ready. That's why it's a one-hour window. I try to keep myself available, but sometimes they take a call or I'm still on a call when they're ready. So like I said, if I'm not available, they'll just call you directly. But other than that, real pleasure speaking with you. Looking forward to getting this going for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Christian. You take care. You enjoy the rest of the day, but hopefully we'll talk soon. Thanks again.
Bye.
Bye-bye.